Lesson 48, The Battle of Bannockburn, AD 1314. King Robert the Bruce, well aware of the mighty force advancing against him, mustered his army. It did not exceed 30,000 fighting men, while the English host numbered altogether more than 100,000. His plan was to await the enemy on ground where their vast cavalry should not have room to act with effect. He chose his position in what was then called the New Park, near Stirling, a space of ground studded and encumbered with trees. The Scottish army, fronting to the expected advance of the English, looked toward the southeast. The enemy could not get in upon their right, for it was protected by the Bannockburn, whose banks were steep and wooded. On the left again, where the ground was open, Bruce caused a vast number of pits to be dug and covered carefully with turf, so that the field, which looked level and firm to the eye, was in reality like a honeycomb and perfectly impassable to cavalry. The front of the position was so far protected by a marsh that only one way of approach was left open to the English. On Sabbath, the 23rd of June, they came in sight. Countless banners, standards, and pennons floated gaily above the broad and dense battalions. The sun shone brightly, and the land seemed in a blaze with their burnished helmets and the brilliant colours of the surcoats which the knights wore above their mail. They came so near that it seemed as if they were going to attack at once.